we was talking about with and without milk a while ago. What was we putting it in?
Sure.
No. What you drink in the morning?
Drink the milk in the morning. You glad?
No. The black stuff you drink in the morning. You know, like Maxwell House?
Coffee. Yeah. Put in coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, if I get thirsty after a while, I might ask you for...
A drink of water.
All right, and I'm going to put in not a cup, but a...
Glass.
Right. And I might ask you, how much water have you...
Drink.
Today, okay?
Drink.
And if you're going to ask, if you're at the table, and you want me to be there too in that chair, you might ask me to do what?
Come on, eat some.
All right.
Come and have some dinner.
Or to do what in the chair?
Have, sit down, sit down.
That's right.
Have a seat.
Now, if it's to one of your relatives, you might just say what? Drop a
chair and let's eat.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of times.
Yeah, that's the only word.
All right, if you're cooking something and I come in and I say, Robert, that sure does smell good, what are you going to say?
Thank you. Come on and have some.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll say, well, I've already blanked myself to
it. I already helped myself.
Yeah.
You come on and eat some.
And then if I'm not hungry, I might say, well, I... What?
I'm not hungry. You have some.
Now, usually I cook dinner and then we eat what's left for supper, but usually I do something to it before we have it for supper. What I do?
Warm it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does a cow do to a hood?
Chew it.
Mm-hmm. What's a preparation that's warm cornmeal and milk or water? Old cornbread with milk. You know, my daddy likes to eat milk and bread at night for supper. What do you call that?
Milk and bread.
Have you ever called it mush?
Oh, yeah, they can put together. Some of them take that bread and crumb it up in a glass.
Yeah, that's what my daddy does.
When I was a child. And they like it. Gee.
Yeah.
Yeah, cornbread and milk.
It's just as good for me, though, to eat a bite of cornbread and then drink my milk.
That's where I prefer it now. I haven't had any milk like that in a long time. Don't drink it that much, but we buy it. Even my wife drinks lots of sweet milk.
It's really good for you.
Yeah, she drinks a part. I get to half a gallon every day or two, and the one year, just she myself. I just drink a little of my road over.
Well,
that's all.
If you have homegrown what in your garden?
Beans.
Well, and if you say beans and peas and open all this stuff all together.
Vegetables.
Right. And what I said is they were grown in?
In the garden. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a corn. There's this stuff that's made out of a whole grain of corn. And sometimes it's white and sometimes it's yellow. And homemade, it is delicious.
Homemade?
That's right. Well, what does the Chinese people eat a lot of? It's white. And when you put, after you cook it, it just swells up. And sometimes you can make a pudding out of it. It's what kind of?
You ain't talking about homemade.
No.
There's something that Chinese do eat a lot of. Just trying to think now.
Starts with an R. Wow.
Yeah, rice. Mm-hmm. That grows in that country too.
Yeah,
lots of it.
Yeah,
rice. That just wouldn't work. There's things like that, you know them, but you just don't know think enough. Right.
What's a term for cheap whiskey or homebrewed beer? What's that kind?
Now, what you mean is cheap whiskey or bootleg whiskey?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what they call it, cheap whiskey.
Have you ever heard of Charlie?